Welcome to the final session of the practice of direct awakening. In the previous sessions, we learned to transcend our usual self and experience our authentic and unchanging self. Why, you may ask, is it so essential for us to live in the center of our being? The answer is because it's only in our authentic self that we can directly experience and have our lives transformed by the qualities of human flourishing. Once again, close your eyes, find a comfortable position, and listen to the short teaching with focused attention. We directly experience our true self as empty and aware, but that emptiness is anything but empty. As a perfume naturally and spontaneously arises from its flower, our natural self as a perfume as well, the qualities of human flourishing. These qualities are seamlessly interwoven into our true self. They have no cause or reason. Therefore, they're permanently there, they spontaneously rise, and they're unchanging. These qualities include a peace and serenity that surpasses understanding, a happiness and contentment that has no reason. No reason for it and no reason to go. A penetrating intuitive wisdom. Selfless love and compassion and an easeful natural flow with boundless freedom. Let me repeat these. Peace and serenity that surpasses understanding. A happiness and contentment that has no reason. A penetrating intuitive wisdom, selfless love and compassion, an easeful natural flow, and boundless freedom. The more we live in our true self, the more we transform our lives, increasingly experiencing these unique human possibilities. Now continue with your eyes closed. Relax your mind and body. We will once again experience dropping into your true unchanging self. You are here today, now, to experience your true self, the essence of your being. There's nothing to wait for, nothing to study for, nothing to prepare for. Our authentic self is right here. Right now, to experience truly who we are, we must first let go of our false self, the one we have learned to believe we are. I will point the way as I have before, leaving qualities for your presence as we practice this way of dropping into the natural self. The more accustomed we are to this dropping in, the more it will become a natural part of our life. So, once again, drop all your past history, all thoughts, feelings, and mental images. Drop the mask of who you have for so long believed you are. Drop all thoughts of the future, hopes, fears, expectations. Let any residual mental activity arising from your ordinary mind continue to dissipate on its own like waves falling back into the sea or morning mist disappearing into the sky. When your mind is emptied out, can you find your personal self? Can you find anything tangible? And yet, even if you could find nothing tangible and not find your personal self, do you have a sense of the real self that's there in the emptiness and the awareness? Rest in that nothingness and that everythingness. Rest in your natural self. Remain right here, right now. Don't let your ordinary mind seduce or trick you. Let all the mental experiences come and go. Rest in the state of presence, beingness, and isness. It's so simple. Just the one supreme instruction. Don't grasp onto anything. Let go of everything. Rest in your true, empty, aware self that's deeply knowing. Come back to right here, right now, to the immediacy of the moment, to an awareness that holds nothing, to a self that is just free, not contaminated by history or biography. This essential self is naturally still, so even if there's mental activity that comes in and out from your usual self, it doesn't change the stillness, the silence, the emptiness, the awareness of your natural self. Consider the words of the teacher Lao Tzu. Remain quiet. Discover the harmony in your own being. Embrace it. If you can do this, you'll gain everything, and the world will become healthy again. you can't, you'll be lost in the shadows forever. For a moment, visualize yourself standing on a hilltop and looking out at all of humanity in front of you. Embrace the interconnectedness and oneness. No personal self. No separation. Sit together for a moment looking out at humanity and mingle your serene mind and true self with all others. All for the wish that your practice and your presence may from this day forward be a benefit to all and a force for healing the world. Allow the image to dissipate and remain still in your heart. Experience the peace that surpasses understanding. Rest in it. Feel the contentness. Rest in it. The full qualities of human flourishing will come in time. And yet there may even be more. We are told throughout time that those who go on to move beyond the far reaches of consciousness and personal existence may as well experience extraordinary perceptual experiences. Examples include clairvoyance, precognition, psychokinesis, telepathy, and remote viewing. Remain still in your authentic self for the time that remains, just a few moments together. You are not a visitor to this place of self. Is who you are. I will leave you now, but you can continue this session by yourself as long as you wish. And please consider repeating these sessions, as you may experience different levels with each listening. Thank you for sharing your time with me. May your practice be as long as your life, and may your life be as long as your practice.